Yevamos Perk Tes Mishnah Hey. Bas Yisrael Shenisus LaKoin. Bas Yisrael that's married to a coin, Toichel B'Truma. She can eat Truma. Meis V'Lohi Menu Bein. If her husband, the coin, dies and she has a son from him, Toichel B'Truma. She can eat Truma. Like you've said, even if she wasn't married to the coin, any woman that has a son from a coin, as long as it wasn't B'Derech Znus, she can eat Truma. Nisus LaLevi. If now she goes and has a second marriage to a Levi, Toichel B'Meiser. She can only eat Meiser like the Rav says. She can't eat Truma anymore, but she can't eat Meiser because now she's married to a Levi. And even though she has a son from a Kohen, from her first marriage, and normally a son allows her to eat Truma, now that she's married to a Levi, she can't eat Truma, but she can't eat Meiser. Meis, but now if this Levi, her second husband, dies, V'lohi Menu Bein, and she has a son from him,
Toichel B'Meiser, she can eat Meiser.
Nisus LiYisrael, but now she gets married to her third husband, who's Yisrael, Lo Toichel, Lo B'Truma, V'lo B'Meiser. So even though she has two other boys, one that's a Kohen and one that's a Levi, she can't eat Truma or Meiser because now she's married to Yisrael. Meis, but if now her third husband, the Yisrael, dies, V'lohi Menu Bein, and she has a son from him, Lo Toichel, Lo B'Truma, V'lo B'Meiser. She can't eat from Truma or Meiser. Meis B'Nam Yisrael, but now if the third son dies, the Yisrael dies, Toichel B'Meiser. She can now eat Meiser because of the son that's a Levi. Meis B'Nami Levi, but if the son of the Levi dies, Toichel B'Truma. Now she has one remaining son. That's the first son from the Kohen. She can now eat Truma. Meis B'Nami Kohen, but now if this son dies, so now she has no children and no husbands. She originally was a Bas Yisrael, and therefore, Lo Toichel, Lo B'Truma, V'lo B'Meiser. She doesn't eat Truma or Meiser.